verse 1 to 8. There is a right time for everything, and everything on earth will happen at the right time. There is a time to be born and a time to die. There is a time to plant and a time to pull up plants. There is a time to kill and a time to heal. There is a time to destroy and a time to build. There is a time to cry and a time to laugh. There is a time to be sad and a time to dance with joy. There is a time to throw weapons down and a time to pick them up. There is a time to hug someone and a time to stop holding so tightly. There is a time to look for something and a time to consider it lost. There is a time to keep things and a time to throw things away. There is a time to tear cloth and a time to sew it. There is a time to be silent and a time to speak. There is a time to love and a time to hate. There is a time for war and a time for peace.
And congratulations, all the fathers and father figures. It's wonderful that you exist. And it's wonderful that you are giving not just to your children, but to other children around you. The immense influence that you have, it's something unmeasurable. So thank you. Now, about time. You know, the younger I was, I didn't too much like Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes. I found it's so depressing. I don't know how on earth somebody wants to write such a depressing book. But the older I get, I do understand. It's a book of focus. It's a book of that directs our look to something to focus on. Because the older we get, the more there is in our life that we have to put our focus on. So that's a book that directs our eyes to the most important things. So slowly and slowly I'm starting to like it more and more. Now, one of the things is that sometimes we read the book that way, that it's about time that keeps moving on and on, that keeps going, and we are looking to the future. But it's not actually that. It's a book about moments in time. It's a book about concentrate and focus on something important in time. Now, in Bible, there's two things about time, two concepts of time. One is chronos. We obviously understand what is it. Chronology is the time that moves on from A, B, C, D, E to the end. It doesn't loop, it just goes on and on and on, and we cannot control it. It's something that directs our eyes to the future. It's something that demands so much of our energy. That's how we think about time in general. And it's, you can measure it, but it's linear and it's uncontrollable to us. And we have a need as humans to control things. It's innate in us, it's normal. It's something that we cannot deny. But there's something else in Bible, another time, that is something that we have to pay more attention to, and it's Kairos. Kairos is time that refers to specific, opportune, and appointed moment. It is qualitative and focuses on the right or a decisive time. One of the biggest things that is Kairos is Sabbath in Bible. The idea of Sabbath, that you have a chronos time that is moving along, one day, second day, third day, fourth day. You know, it was moving on. Even God, how he created into perfection. He was moving on. He was moving linearly from A, B, C to the end. But in the end, there's a moment of pause. There's a moment that demands attention. There's a moment that demands a time of rest. Something that demands us to stop. not to go on the moving time, but something that demands our attention, and that is Kairos. And actually, quite many moments in Bible are about this time. They are the moments in time that we should focus on. Now, when you think about these, there are stories of these times. So in Ecclesiastes, obviously the one we read, there is time for everything, right? There is even time for the sorrow. Sorrow have phases, but you have to go through those phases to move on and a time to let go of something that you lost. If you don't do that, you're carrying that loss continuously as a weight throughout your life. So you have to work through the sorrow and the stages of sorrow with the time and the moments in it. Now, Paul says to us in Ephesians 5 and 16, he tells us to make the most of every opportunity. In Greek, the word opportunity is kairos. It is the moment of time. And he says, make that moment count. This is a story in New Testament about this. Jesus was there. Do you have any idea what story I might be referring to? Martha and Maria. There was things to do in there. You know, Martha was in kitchen. They had guests. She needed to do what she needed to do. Okay? She's thinking task, 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 moving on, moving on, moving on. Maria is like, what's the most important thing in here? What is the thing that matters? Is it the food? Is it the washing of the feet? Is it the comfort of the guests? Or is it for me to listen to Jesus? We might think, actually, that no, we are supposed to give everything to our guests to make them comfortable and all that. But there are moments in time that, no, maybe that time we need to stop and listen. That is the moment to stop and listen, to slow down. And Jesus said that Maria did choose right. Jesus didn't care about his hunger or his comfort. He cared about Maria stopping and focusing. You know, the younger you are, you don't have responsibilities that much, right? You know, you're studying somewhere, you might be paying for your rent and working and studying, trying to concentrate and make time for your studies. But you are responsible for your own self. There's nobody else you're responsible for than your own well-being, that you have everything that you need to do, okay? Then later on in the life, you might get a car, you might get a house. Now you're not just working for your rent or your food or something like that. You're actually working to pay that. That's an added thing that takes away from our energy. You might get a family. You might get children. Then comes the calls from the school that now we need. Now you need to budget for the school pictures, and this is the time when they have these school trips and this stuff. And suddenly your calendar is full of everything else except what you want to put in it about your life. So your calendar is filled with everything else too. It seems that there's no time to stop for Kairos. So the older we get, we need to understand why actually Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes. He knew this. He was the wisest of them all, but in the end he knows, no, pay attention to them, focus your attention and your energy to the most important things. And as fathers, I know, and as men sometimes, you have a tendency of liking to put things in a box, right? Nicely and neatly, okay? Something in your life, you fixed it, it's nicely in the box. You put it on a shelf, and you wish it will stay there. It never does, right? The same problem might come up in a different form. It demands your energy, your focus again, in a different way. Life is never that neat and nice, even though we would love to. I myself would love to put things in a box and leave it there and hope they never come. But the life is about people around us. And they are never problems that are solved and put nicely away. Not even your cars are never nicely fixed and always working. They need always tension. The lawn needs always tension. It keeps growing very annoyingly. There's things that always take attention from us. Be aware of those moments when your calendar is full of those small things, and stop at that moment and think about, what do I need to focus on now? You will not have that much energy that you can do everything. The life is unfinished, always. We never have time or energy to do everything that even needs to be done. There needs to be a focus. And remember what Jesus says in Matthew. God take care of the birds. Focus on his kingdom first. That's where is the moment of pause. Focusing, making intentionally time for this. And the rest either loses its importance or gives us strength to deal with the difficulties better with the sharpened axe. Not with the dull one. With the dull one, we're working double the heart. It's harder to get through the wood, the skin of the wood, with the hard dull. Or with the unsharpened knife to cut the tomatoes. It spills all over the place. Very annoying. You need to sharpen. You need to have the right tool for that even. But they need to be sharp. And God says, concentrate on my kingdom first. Be Maria. So, the intentionality on everything. The intentionality in planning the everyday life. And one of the greatest gifts that God has given us to keep our strengths up is Sabbath. Sabbath is excellent practice. Sabbath is excellent weekly practice of seeing the moment in time. It's not just about resting from daily work and having a rest in our brain and in the afternoon going to have a nap. It's fine. Sometimes we do need physical rest. Sometimes we don't need that. It's okay. But it also shows us that in our timekeeping, we should be intentional and planning God into it, weaving his presence and our connection into it. I just realized I'd had it, this cross. It's a lace cross made by my cousin. It's not made with a hook. It's made on these tables, and then you have the strings, and then you weave it like this. There's pearls here. She's put pearls in it and everything. And my English Bible is big enough to hold this one. Handwork. It wasn't easy to do. She practiced it. This is not her first try. She needed to practice her talent. She's done several things with the smaller yards and everything, with little angels, with the really small, tiny yards. It's very beautiful what she's done, the more she learned. It's beautiful, but it demands time and planning. To see the pattern where you are going, you see the movement where you want to be, the goal. But at the moment when she's doing it one step at a time. And that was white thread. She needed to go and wash her hands because the hands come sweaty. She needed to know what to do, paying attention to the details, to the moments, how to finish the work. That is also with our time. We weave it one bit at a time. We can see the end, we can see the heaven, we can see how wonderful it will be with him in heaven in the end. That's where our aim is. That's where we want the time to take us. But at the moment, we are not still there. We are still in the time, practicing the weaving in the moment. And the only way we can manage this world with all its challenges, all its demands, is not in our power. But it's in God's power. It's worth to stop and spend time with him. It's worth to stop the food and the care of the guests and sit at his feet and listen. There is the actual strength and energy and focus into our everyday life. It's not just the mental stimulation. God cares about us in our everyday life. And he wants to give us the wisdom and guidance to see where to put our energy into. So there is time to be born and time to die, a time to plant and time to pluck up what is planted. I hope nobody is planting at this moment. A time to kill and time to heal, a time to break down and time to build up, a time to weep and time to laugh, a time to mourn and time to dance, a time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and time to lose. A time to keep and time to throw away. A time to tear and time to sew. A time to keep silent and time to speak. A time to love and time to hate. A time for war and time for peace. Take time for peace. Today.